You type a question into a chatbot, hit send, and within seconds you get a fluent, thoughtful reply. It feels like talking to someone who genuinely understands you. Here's the counterintuitive truth. The AI has no understanding at all. What it has is something stranger and more powerful. A mathematical obsession with predicting the very next piece of text. That single mechanism, repeated thousands of times per response, is what produces everything you read. Think of the autumn complete on your phone. You type happy birth, and it suggests day. Now scale that up by billions of examples and trillions of calculations. That's the core engine of a modern AI chatbot. Before the model even sees your words, a tokenizer breaks your message into units called tokens. A token isn't always a full word, Barbara. It might be part of a word, a punctuation mark, or even a white space pattern. Each token gets converted into a numerical ID. The model never reads letters. It reads numbers. That matters because numbers can be processed mathematically in ways that raw text cannot. Now, the key idea. The model doesn't retrieve a stored answer from a database. It computes a probability distribution over every possible next token. For example, if your message ends with the token for the weather, the model calculates that tokens like today, forecast, and outside are highly probable next choices. It picks one, adds it to the context, then predicts the next token, then the next, then the next. This loop continues until the model hits a stopping condition. The entire reply is built one token at a time, each prediction informed by everything that came before it. The architecture making this possible is called the transformer. It uses a mechanism called self-attention, which lets every token in your conversation influence every other token based on learned relationships. Positional information is also baked in, because attention alone doesn't tell the model which token came first. A transformer block layers attention with a feed-forward network, residual connections, and normalization, all working together so the model can track complex patterns across long stretches of text. Where do those patterns come from? Training. The model starts with random numerical parameters, called weights, and gets exposed to enormous collections of text. During training, it repeatedly tries to predict the next token in a passage, checks how wrong it was, and adjusts its weights to do better next time. Over billions of these adjustments, the weights stop being random. They become a compressed statistical map of human language, syntax, facts, writing styles, and the relationships between ideas. Training typically happens in two broad stages, Barbara. First, large-scale pre-training on vast text data. Then a second stage called instruction tuning, where the model learns from examples of instructions paired with good responses. Preference-based methods can also be used, incorporating human or AI-generated feedback to push the model toward replies that are more helpful and safer. That second stage is why a raw language model becomes a chatbot that actually follows your requests, rather than just generating random fluent text. Remember this, though. Fluency is not the same as accuracy. A model predicts plausible continuations. It does not independently verify facts. That's why chatbots can produce confident-sounding text that is simply wrong, a failure researchers call hallucination. The model also operates within a context window, a limit on how many tokens it can consider at once. Information outside that window isn't directly available during generation. And decoding settings, choices made at generation time, influence whether the model picks the single most probable token every time, or samples from a wider range of options, which affects how creative or consistent the output feels. The takeaway, Barbara, is this. A modern AI chatbot is a hyper-advanced autompoot-leet system. It is a large language model that has learned the statistical shape of human language from massive datasets, and it generates every response by predicting the next token, one step at a time. Knowing this changes how you use these tools, and why checking important answers against reliable sources isn't optional, it's essential.